Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, so it's good to see everyone. And for those who don't know, I'm Pastor Matt and this is Sister Jenny. So, lately, I've had more reason than usual to think about invitations. Why do you need invitations for events? How do you, as a host, choose who to give an invitation? What does it mean if someone sends you an invitation? What does it say about your relationship if you don't give them an invitation? I've realized lately that there's a lot of consideration when it comes to giving out invitations. You see, this year our church theme is Follow Jesus and Make Disciples. And the starting point of making disciples is to extend an invitation from God to people who have not yet put their faith in Jesus Christ and accepted them as their Lord and Savior. However, if someone were to ask you, what is God inviting you into, or what does an invitation from Him look like, would you know the answer? In the text that was read earlier, we will see an invitation by a king that I believe shows us what it's like to receive this invitation from God. And hopefully you'll be able to understand these three things about this invitation by the end of my sharing today. The first is that the king's invitation is based on grace. The second is that the king's invitation is full of abundance. The third is that the king's invitation is to the broken. And then the day, this is a preview of an invitation that we ourselves need to accept and share today. So for the first point, we see that King David's invitation to Mephibosheth was one that was based on grace. You see, grace happens when someone receives something that they do not deserve, and usually it's in a positive case. It's like getting an unexpected gift from a friend who you have not treated well, or getting a merit increase at work, even though you didn't really meet much expectations. In this passage, the grace comes from the kindness that King David wanted to show Mephibosheth by extending an invitation to him. You see, in verses 1, 3, and 7, it tells us that David wanted to show kindness to a descendant of Saul. And the fact that this passage mentions it three times in this entire chapter means that it is important and that we should pay attention to what David is about to do.
事实上呢,这段经文在整章节中提到了三次,意味着它很重要,我们应该注意大卫将要做的事情。
See, in our minds, showing kindness might mean doing something nice for someone, like give them a ride home, or cooking soup for them when they are sick.
在我们心中向某人表达善意，可能意味着为某人做一些好的事情，譬如说在他们回家或是在他们生病的时候为他们煲汤。
However, the kindness that David wanted to show Mephibosheth is on a whole other level.
然而，大卫想要向米非波设展示的恩惠，却完全是另一个层次的。
So the reason I say this is that in the original language in which the Old Testament was written, the word that translators are translating to kindness, as we see in our English Bibles, is actually the word hesed in the Hebrew.
我这样说的原因是在旧约的原始语言中，我们在英文圣经中看到的翻译为仁慈的慈，实际上是希伯来语中的 hesed.
You see, during ancient times,people understood the Hebrew word hesed to mean something like steadfast love, or faithfulness, or loyalty.
在古代呢，人们理解 hesed 的意思是坚定的爱、信仰或忠诚。
My Hebrew professor at seminary liked to use the phrase covenantal loyalty to describe hesed, because oftentimes this word was used to describe God.In relationship with his people.
我神学院希伯来语教授喜欢用契约忠诚这个短语来描述 hesed， 因为这个词常常被用来描述上帝与他子民之间的关系。
When you heard the word hesed used, you think of God's love, steadfast love, his faithfulness, his goodness and graciousness. That is what comes to mind.
当你听到 hesed 这个字的时候，你会想到上帝坚定的爱。忠诚、良善和仁慈。
And that is the kind of kindness that David wanted to show Mephibosheth.
这就是大卫王想要向米非波设展现的恩惠。
Keep in mind, Mephibosheth did not do anything to get David's attention or to deserve his steadfast love. So why did King David show him this amazing grace by sending him this invitation?
现在米非波设并没有做任何事情来引起大卫王的注意或赢得他坚定的爱。那为什么大卫王要透过向他发出邀请来向他展示这种惊人的恩典呢？
It all goes back to a promise in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 14 to 15, that Jonathan, the son of Saul, requested from David.
这一切都源自于上耳记上二十章十四到十四节，扫罗的儿子约拿丹向大卫许下的一个承诺。
You see, in these verses, Jonathan asks, "If I am still alive, show me the steadfast love of the Lord that I may not die, and do not cut off your steadfast love from my house forever, when the Lord cuts off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth."
在这些诗句中，约拿丹问道：如果我还活着，请向我展示上帝坚定的爱，让我免于死亡。当耶和华将大卫的仇敌从地上消除的时候，求你永远不要从我家绝了你的慈爱。
See, the phrase steadfast love in these verses is the same word that's translated as kindness in our passage today.
这些经文中坚定的爱一词与今天经文中使用的仁慈一词相同。
What David is asked to give in this promise in 1 Samuel 20 is exactly what he's looking to give, is looking to show to Jonathan's son here in 2 Samuel chapter 9.
撒母耳记上二十章要求大卫所做的承诺，正是撒母耳记下。九章中，大卫想要向约拿丹的儿子所展示的。
And even though Jonathan is dead and he would not be around to hold David accountable to keeping this promise, the king is dedicated nonetheless to keep his word.
尽管约拿丹已死，无法再监督大卫是否履行诺言，但国王仍致力于履行自己的诺言。
He makes it a priority, not only because he's the kind of guy.Who holds true to his word, but because of who he made the promise to.
他将此事为优先事项，不仅因为他是一个信守承诺的人， 还是因为他已经做出了这个承诺。
Jonathan was one of David's closest friends, and who showed him grace and compassion through some of the hardest times in David's life, which in this case was Jonathan's father, King Saul, trying to kill David. And David was looking to return the favor.
约拿单是大卫最亲密的朋友之一，在大卫一生中最艰难的时候，约拿单向大卫展示了恩典和同情心。当时约拿单的父亲扫罗王试图杀死大卫，而大卫也想要以牙还牙。
The last thing I want to mention about the grace of this invitation is that it comes with sacrifice.
关于恩典的邀请，我最后想要说的是，它伴随着牺牲。
And what I mean by that is that if you take a moment to think about it, you will often find at times that acts of grace are accompanied by a cost to the giver of that grace.
我的意思是，如果你花点时间想一想，你就会发现，有时仁慈的行为会给施恩者带来代价。
If someone gives you a much needed loan, it's a financial sacrifice for them.
如果有人向你提供急需的贷款，那么对他们来说是一种经济上的牺牲。
If someone helps you finish your project, it's a sacrifice of time for them.
如果有人帮助你完成你的项目，那对他们来说也是一种时间上的牺牲。
The same goes for King David in this instance.
大卫王的情况也是如此。
Because during his time, one of the things that you would do as king to maintain your position as king is to eliminate the competition.
在他的时代，身为国王，为了维护自己的地位，要做的事情之一就是消除竞争。
You would get rid of anyone who has a viable claim to the throne.
身为国王，你会除掉任何有权继承王位的人。
So it defies all logic that King David invited Mephibosheth, the grandson of the former king who tried to kill him, not only to live, but be a part of his life.
大卫王邀请侍卒曾经杀死他的前任国王的孙子米非波设。不仅是为了自己的生命，而且是为了成为他生活的一部分，这完全不符合逻辑。
You see, even though Mephibosheth was not a dangerous guy in of himself, his presence was a threat to not only his kingship, but to David's own life. And yet, King David was more than willing to take on that risk.
虽然米非波设本身并不是一个危险的人。但他的存在不仅对大卫王的王权，而且对大卫王自己的生命都构成了威胁。但是大卫王却非常愿意承担这个风险。
He was more than willing to make that sacrifice, which makes his invitation a strong act of grace.
他非常愿意做出这样的牺牲，这使他的邀请成为一种强而有力的仁慈之举。
Now to the second point, which is that King David's invitation to Mephibosheth.Was an invitation full of abundance. So, one, an invitation based on grace, and two, an invitation full of abundance.
现在到了第二点，即大卫王对米非波设的邀请是一个充满丰盛的邀请。所以，第一个这是一个基于恩典的邀请。现在第二点是一个充满丰盛的邀请。
But in what way was this an abundant invitation?
丰盛是怎么样的呢？
Well, David sought to restore Mephibosheth to new life by not only giving him his material inheritance, but also a new identity by granting him a permanent seat at his table back in Jerusalem.
大卫试图让米非波设恢复新的生活，不仅给他物质遗产，还给予他一个新的身份，让他在耶路撒冷的餐桌上拥有永久的席位。
So what are some of the things that the king included in this material inheritance?
那么国王在这份物质遗产中包含了哪一些东西呢？
In verses 7-11, he gave to Mephibosheth the land that belonged to his grandfather Saul, as well as his servants, including Ziba and his family, to work that land.
在第7-11中，他将属于他祖父扫罗的土地以及他的仆人。包括洗巴和他的家人的土地赐给了米非波设，让他们在这片土地上耕种。
You know, by doing this, not only did David give Mephibosheth material wealth, but he gave him something more than that.
透过这样做呢，大卫不仅给了米非波设物质财富，也给了他更多的东西。
He gave him value and dignity because he goes from being a dead dog, which he called himself in verse 8, to having his own place to stay with his own means of living life.
他给了他价值和尊严，因为他从一条死狗，他在第八节中称自己为死狗，变成了拥有自己的住所和自己生活的方式。
By calling himself a dead dog, Mephibosheth considered himself dead weight, dragging other people down, and David brought him back from that self-image.
米波设称自己为死狗，认为自己拖累了其他人，但大卫把他从这一种自我形象中拉回来。
This idea of restoration to new life.Is continued with Mephibosheth moving back to Jerusalem because it means a return from exile.
随着米非波设回到耶路撒冷，这种恢复新生活的想法得到了延续，因为这意味着从流亡中回归。
In other words, Mephibosheth was finally able to come home.
换句话说，米非波设终于可以回家了。
Is that feeling of relief? Is that feeling of relief that comes with being home after spending such a long time in a far, strange place where nothing is really your own, a good one?
在一个遥远陌生的地方待了这么长的时间，没有什么东西是真正属于自己的。回到家所带来那种解脱感不是很好吗？
And I believe that things didn't feel right until he returned home, no matter.How much stuff he had.
我相信，无论他拥有多少东西，直到他回家之前，一切都会感觉得不对劲。
That feeling of closure and peace is what Mephibosheth receives when he is allowed to come back to Jerusalem.
当米非波设被允许返回耶路撒冷的时候，他感受到那一种结束和平安的感觉。
Finally, the reason why David's invitation to Mephibosheth was so full of abundance.Is because it included a seat at his table, which the passage brings up four times.
最后，大卫对米非波设的邀请之所以如此丰富，是因为其中包括在他在餐桌上的一个座位，在这段经文中提到的四次。
Now, David could have ended the restoration to new life from Mephibosheth with the material inheritance.
大卫本原来可以用物质遗产来给予米非波设新的生活。
He could have ended it at bringing him home.
他也原本可以把他带回家来结束这一切。
But he took it one step further.
但他更进一步。
By offering a seat to his table, he was saying that the kindness of God, which he mentions in verse 3, was not complete until he showed Mephibosheth.That he was now one of his family.
透过给他的餐桌让座，这是他在说，直到他表明米非波设现在是他的家人之一。他在第三节中提到神的人时才完全。
In this passage, when David extends the invite to Mephibosheth to be part of his family, the king is giving this enemy of his a new identity.By now adopting him as one of his own.
在这段经文中，当大卫邀请米非波设成为他家庭的成员时，国王现在接纳他成为自己的一员，从而给这个敌人一个新的身份。
In verse 11, it says, "So Mephibosheth ate at King David's table like one of the king's sons."
第十一节说，米非波设与大卫同席，如同王的儿子一样。
When Mephibosheth was hiding away, he had to fear the possibility of one day facing the wrath of the king because he was the king's enemy, not because of anything he did, but because of who he was.
当米非波设躲藏起来的时候，他不得不担心有一天会面临国王的愤怒，因为他成为国王的敌人，并不是因为他做了什么，而是因为他是谁。
Now, Mephibosheth no longer had to fear the king because the king has given him a new life where he is now eligible to sit at his table as one of his own children.
现在米非波设不再需要害怕国王，因为国王给他新的生命。现在他有资格作为国王自己的孩子之一坐上这餐桌。
There are some people who might be skeptical of why King David wanted him at the table.
有些人对大卫王的餐桌让座表示怀疑。
Some of those commentators suggest that maybe King David wanted to just keep an eye on Mephibosheth.
其中有些评论员认为，也许大卫这样做只是为了能够看管米非波设。
However, I doubt that is really the case.
然而我怀疑情况是否真的如此。
There are definitely easier and less expensive ways to keep Mephibosheth in check. And judging by King David's words and actions, that just doesn't seem to be his intention at all.
肯定有更简单、更便宜的方法来控制米非波设，但从大卫的言行来看，这似乎根本不是他的意图。
It looks like he truly wanted to keep his promise to Jonathan and to show love to Mephibosheth by extending this invitation full of abundance.
看来他确实想履行对约拿丹的承诺，并向米非波设表达这份爱，发出这份丰盛的邀请。
It was the king's love and faithfulness that allowed this broken man to get this amazing invitation.
正是国王的爱和忠诚让这个破碎的人得到这个令人惊奇的邀请。
And this leads us to our third and final point about this invitation.
这引出了关于这邀请的第三点，也就是最后一点。
First, it was an invitation based on grace. Second, it was an invitation full of abundance. And now we will see that is an invitation to the broken.
第一呢，首先我们看到是一个基于恩典的邀请，其次这是一个充满丰盛的邀请。现在我们将要看到的呢，这是一个对破碎人的邀请。
I think that's interesting in this passage. The author opens up the description of Mephibosheth in verse 3.And ends the description of Mephibosheth in verse 13, talking about his lameness.
认为有趣的是，在这段经文中，作者在第三节中开始了对米非波设的描述，并在十三节中结束了对他的描述，谈论了他的跛行。
It seemed like the author wanted to place a heavy emphasis on Mephibosheth's condition, which we know from 2 Samuel 4:4 was a result from a nurse.Who was carrying and running with 5-year-old Mephibosheth and dropping him?
作者似乎想要专注于米非波设的病情。我们从撒母耳记下四章四节得知，这是由一名护士抱着五岁的米非波设奔跑，并把他抛在了地上。
As a result of this accident, Mephibosheth had a serious disability, and this is a significant detail because of a sweeping declaration that King David.Made in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 6 to 8.
这是事故导致米非波设严重残疾，这是一个重要的细节，因为大卫在撒母耳记下五章六到七节中做了一个笼统的声明。
In that passage, it says, which I'll read it fully in the English and Chinese, okay. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, "You will not come in here."But the blind and the lame will ward you off, thinking, David cannot come in here. Nevertheless, David took a stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. And David said on that day, whoever would strike the Jebusites, let him get up the water shaft to attack the lame and the blind who are hated by David's soul. There it is said, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house.
这段经文说到，大卫和跟随他的人到了耶路撒冷。要攻打住那地方的耶布斯人，耶布斯人对大卫说：“你若不赶出瞎子瘸子，并不能进这地方。”心里想，大卫绝不能进去。然而，大卫攻取锡安的保障就是大卫的城。当日，大卫说：“谁攻打耶布斯人，当上水沟，攻打我心里所恨恶的瘸子瞎子。”从此有俗话说：“在那里有瞎子瘸子，他不能进屋去。”
As David is about to take the city of Jerusalem, the people in that land were telling David that the blind and the lame will keep him out.
当大卫即将占领耶路撒冷城时，当地的居民告诉大卫，瞎子和瘸子会阻止他。
So once David took over Jerusalem, he declared that the lame and the blind were hated by him and they would not enter his house.
因此大卫一战耶路撒冷的时候就宣称他憎恨瘸子和瞎子，他们不会进入他的家。
Hopefully you can see now why Mephibosheth being lame is so significant.
希望现在能够明白为什么米非波设跛脚如此重要。
By David's own words and standards, Mephibosheth should have been hated and kept out of the city, and yet we see the exact opposite happening in this passage.
按照大卫自己的话和标准，米非波设应该被憎恨并赶出这座城市。但我们在这段经文中呢，看到完全相反的情况。
What this shows us?
这向我们表明什么？
Is that there was nothing Mephibosheth could be or do that would exclude him from the promise that David wants fulfilled, and that includes being lame, being broken, and being the very people that David opposed.
米非波设无论做什么都无法使他脱离大卫想要实现的应许，包括成为瘸子、被打碎，以及成为大卫所反对的人。
This situation tells us that David's promise,which encompasses his love and loyalty, is greater than any reason Mephibosheth could have given to be rejected.
这种情况告诉我们，大卫的应许包含了他的爱和忠诚，这比米非波设拒绝的任何理由都重要。
We may not be paralyzed or have a physical disability like Mephibosheth, but we are all broken by sin.
我们可能不会像米非波设那样瘫痪或有身体残疾，但我们都被罪击垮了。
And when I talk about sin, I just don't mean the violation of the Ten Commandments or the rest of God's law.
当我谈论罪的时候，我不仅仅指违反十诫或上帝律法的部分。
It's not just about what we do, but sin is also is about what we.What is in our heart?
罪不仅与我们的行为有关，也与我们内心的想法有关。
Sin, which entered into the life of being a human being ever since the Garden of Eden, causes us to make things or people the center of our lives instead of God.
自从伊甸以来，罪就进入了人类的生活。导致我们把事物或人而不是神作为我们生活的中心。
We do things like make idols, covet, lie, steal, dishonor, and etc. because we love ourselves more than we love God.
我们做一些事情，像是制造偶像、贪图、说谎、偷窃、羞辱等等，因为我们爱自己胜过爱神。
And when we do that,We are broken because we are not whole.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就破碎，因为我们不完整。
And here's what I mean by whole.
这就是我所说整体的意思。
Human beings are created to worship and love God and to be in relationship with Him.
人类被创造是为了敬拜和爱神，并与他建立起关系。
However, sin leads people to do the exact opposite of what they were created to do.
然而，罪会导致人们做出与他们被创造的目的完全相反的事情。
That breaks our relationship with God, and when we are missing the most important part of our life, then we are not whole and are broken by default.
这破坏了我们与神的关系。当我们错过了生命中最重要的部分时，我们就不完整，并且默认被破坏了。
So this invitation is indeed applicable to us.
所以这个邀请确实适用于我们。
I'll conclude with this.
我将一起做总结。
I want to end with a real life example that shows how this all comes together on a practical level.
我想以一个现实生活中的例子呢来做总结，它展示了邀请这三件事如何在实际层面上体现。
This story is about a man named Ken Parker.
这个故事是关于名叫 Ken Parker 的人。
He's a white man who lives down south that was once part of the Ku Klux Klan, a Nazi group, and he was also part of the March on Charlottesville several years ago.
他是住在南方的白人，曾经是纳粹组织 3K 党的成员。几年前他曾参加 Charlottesville 的游行。
You see, months after the Charlottesville incident, which left him with questions because of his interactions with a filmmaker of a minority descent, he met one of his African-American neighbors at a cookout near the pool of his apartment complex.
在游行的几个月后呢，因为这个事件，他因与少数族裔电影制片人的互动而产生了一些疑问。因为这次的互动，他与公寓游泳池附近的野餐中遇到一位非裔邻居。
His name was William McKinnon III.
这邻居的名字叫 William McKinnon 30。
Ken started to talk with William, and afterwards they decided to meet up for more discussion.
Ken 开始与 William 交谈，随后他们决定见面进行更多的讨论。
Although he didn't know it at the time, William was actually a pastor who eventually invited Ken to his church's Easter service.
尽管 Ken 当时并不知道，但 William 实际上是一位牧师。他最终邀请 Ken 参加他教会的复活节礼拜。
Through their interactions, Ken decided to leave his roots of hatred behind and to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and was eventually baptized by William.
通过他们的互动呢 ，Ken 决定抛开仇恨的根源，接受耶稣为他的主和救主，并最终接受 William 为他的洗礼。
Even though Ken was a person whose life was in direct opposition and some might consider a threat to William's own life, William was committed to showing him love through conversations and extending an invitation to Ken to join his church community, which welcomed him and his girlfriend in love in light of Ken's own brokenness.
尽管 Ken 是一个生活与 William 直接对立的人，有些人认为 William 因为这样的关系对 William 自己的生命也都构成威胁，但 William 还是致力透过他们的谈话向他表达爱，并邀请 Ken 加入他的教会。鉴于 Ken 自己的破碎，该教会欢迎他和他相爱的女友。
Why was William able to do that?
为什么威廉能够做到这一点？
Why was he able to extend an invitation based on grace, full of abundance, to the broken, to Ken?
为什么他能够向 Ken 发出基于恩典、充满丰盛给破碎的 Ken 的邀请？
The answer is because the same kind of invitation was already extended to William first.
答案是因为同样的邀请已经向 William 本人发出了。
Hundreds of years later, after King David extended his own invitation to Mephibosheth, there would be another king, also from the line of David, inviting the broken to his table.
数百年后，在大卫王向米非波设发出邀请后，大卫的后裔中还有另一位国王邀请破碎的人们到他的餐桌上。
In a small room, in the company of a bunch of nobodies who were broken in their own individual ways, Jesus broke the bread and poured the cup as a sign of the grace that would be shown by his death on the cross for them and all whom should believe in him and accept him as their Lord and Savior, following Jesus for the rest of their lives.
在一个小房间里，耶稣和一群破碎的无名小卒坐在一起，拨开了饼，倒了杯，作为恩典的标志，这恩典将透过他在十字架上为所有相信他并接受他而作为他们的主和救主的死，一生跟随主耶稣的人显示出来。
And by faith, we can share the abundance of an inheritance, but not an earthly one like the kind that Mephibosheth received.
凭着信心，我们可以分享丰盛的产业，但并不是像米非波设所接受的那种属世的产业。
Rather, we would receive a heavenly inheritance that would bless us in our life now.And for the rest of eternity that belongs to Jesus, which He has willingly offered to us.
相反的，我们会得到属于耶稣属天的资产遗产。他会祝福我们的生活，并给我们永恒的祝福。这是他自愿提供给我们的。
If you think about it, Mephibosheth was given the inheritance that belonged to him anyways.
如果你想一想，米非波设无论如何都会得到，都得到了属于他的遗产。
But we, on the other hand, are broken people who are given an inheritance that didn't belong to us in the first place, and is one that we don't even deserve.
但另一方面，我们是破碎的人， 我们被赋予了本来就不属于我们的遗产，甚至是我们不配得到的遗产。
It does not matter who you are or what you have done in the past.
你是谁，或是你是谁，或你过去做过什么，并不重要。
It does not matter how broken you may be.
你有多破碎也并不重要。
There is no one who is invited to God's table who cannot be redeemed by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and His resurrection.
没有一个被邀请参加神的餐桌的人不能被耶稣在十字架上的牺牲和复活所救赎。
So I ask you this, have you accepted the king's invitation to you?
那么我问你，你接受国王对你的邀请了吗？
Or maybe some of you are thinking, I've already accepted the invitation to the table.
或许有许，也许你们中的一些人在想，我已经接受了邀请了。
But I feel like I'm lost after having got up to wander from the table for a while to do my own thing.
当我站起来离开餐桌去做自己的事情一段时间后，我感觉自己迷失了。
Perhaps you thought to yourself, I'm going to live my life the way I see fit because I believe I know what's best for me, which may have distracted you from faithfully doing your best to follow God's will and serving Him.
也许你心里想，我会按照我自己认为合适的方式生活，因为我相信我知道什么是对我来说是最好的。这可能会分散你的注意力，使你无法忠实的，尽最大的努力遵循上帝的旨意，并且侍奉他。
You think that there's no hope for me and no chance that my name tag is still at that seat at the table.
你可能会认为我已经没有希望了，我的名牌也不可能留在餐桌的那个位置上。
But let me remind you this.
但让我提醒你这一点。
God's invitation is an invitation based on grace, full of abundance, and to the broken.
神的邀请是基于恩典的邀请，是丰盛的，也是给破碎的人的。
It's for you and me, not because of who we are or what we have done, but on account of who Jesus is and what He's done for us.
这是为了你我，不是因为我们是谁或是我们做了什么。而是因为耶稣是谁，以及他为了我们做了什么。
So whether you have yet to still accept it or already accepted it, but are lost right now, I invite you to come to the King's table today, for He's waiting for you.
所以，无论你还没有接受，还是已经接受，但现在已经迷失了，我邀请你今天来到君王的餐桌前，因为他正在等你。
And if you already firmly taking your place at his table, then I invite you to show the next person their seat.
如果你已经在他的餐桌上坐稳了位置，那么我也请你邀请下一个人上桌。
Because I can guarantee you this, just as you needed your seat, they are in need of theirs just as much.
因为我可以向你保证，就像你需要你自己的座位一样，他们也同样需要他们的座位。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you for giving us an invitation to sit at your table as your family.
感谢您邀请我们作为您的家人坐在您的餐桌旁。
Lord, you know that we are broken, simple people who do not deserve it.
主啊，你知道我们是破碎的罪人，不值得。
However, by your love, grace, and mercy, you chose to invite us anyways.
然而出于您的爱、恩典与怜悯，还是选择邀请我们。
I pray that this invitation leads not only to acceptance, but thankfulness and joyfulness in every one of us.
我祈祷这邀请不仅能让我们每个人都接受，也让我们每个人都充满感恩和快乐。
May the Holy Spirit move us to extend this invitation to others as we seek to be a church that does your will and go and make disciples.
愿圣灵感动我们，向其他人发出这个邀请。因为我们寻求成为一个遵行你的旨意，并去使人成为门徒的教会。
We thank you for who you are and what you've done in Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你以及你在耶稣基督里所做的一切。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名这样祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Would you please stand and we sing a responding song, the ending song we will sing is gratitude and a sense of meaning. 默祷三会，我们感恩，谢谢主。